This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For writer and journalist Steve Pizzo, there's a sad sense of deja vu in the current economic woes that are rocking this country and the world. Pizzo was the co-author of Inside Job, the best-selling expose on the U.S. savings and loan scandals of the early 1990s. The profiteering, lack of responsible regulation, and unabashed greed he documented then have been on full display again in recent months. But this time, Pizzo says, the consequences are wider and worse.
We have never had a worldwide systemic collapse. And that's what this is. This is not a banking problem. This is not a foreclosure problem. There were things that sparked it, but it was ready to happen. The housing crisis was just a spark in the fireworks factory. And what's happened is the whole fireworks factory has gone up, and the firemen are out there putting water on it, but you're not going to put it out. It's going to do what it's going to do. And what it's doing is it's collapsing systemically.
While some analysts are holding out hope for a recovery by next year, or perhaps 2011, Pizzo predicts it will take a full decade for the damage to abate. And he says that recovery, whatever it happens, will look a lot different than the past.
This is a systemic fiscal collapse worldwide. It's going to reshape our definitions of capitalism, socialism, how we manage currency, and certainly how we balance trade with domestic needs, which went way out of whack over the last 10, 15 years. It's going to be a whole new world when this thing is over, but this is going to take a long, long time to work itself out.
In the meantime, he notes that plummeting property values have actually given overextended homeowners an unexpected degree of leverage in renegotiating their mortgages.
When you've got people underwater where they owe more than the house is worth, you just go over and you say to the banker, here's your choice. You can have a current appraisal done of our neighborhood and lower my principal to reflect the current value of this house, or you can have the house. If you had taken that idea to your banker just 4 months ago, they'd have had you arrested for trying to extort them. Now they're all saying, yeah, that's what we got to do because somebody's got to stop the decline in housing values because it's starting to feed on itself now. The guy next door goes foreclosure, knocks down the value of his house plus every house on the block. And so the bankers are saying, we're going to lose maybe $100,000 on your loan, but we're not going to lose the $300,000 we'd lose if you just walked away from this house.
And in a growing number of cases, Pizzo notes, people facing foreclosure are fighting back, using the very tool that burst the housing bubble as their defense.
There's a consumer movement entitled Produce the Note. The note is the contract between you and the lender that says, I owe this money and I promise to pay it back. Well, in most cases, they cannot produce the note. That note has disappeared into that maze between the lender, the servicer, Wall Street, and the people who bought those mortgage-backed securities. They can't produce the note. Legally, if you can't produce the note, you can't collect on the loan. This movement of show me the note is freezing a lot of foreclosures right in their tracks. When the people go to court, they just say, fine, if I owe you money, prove it. Where does it say I owe you money? You got the paper?
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.